Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. In a significant boost to India's trade relations with the Gulf Cooperation Council, the India-Oman Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, or CEPA, is set to become operational from 1 June 2026, marking a major milestone in the country's efforts to strengthen economic ties with the region. This development was confirmed by Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal on 14 May 2026, following Oman's ratification of the agreement via royal decree. The India-Oman CEPA, signed in December 2025, is India's second CEPA with a GCC nation, after the UAE, which was signed in May 2022. What makes this significant is that the agreement gives India duty-free access to 98.08% of Oman's tariff lines, accounting for 99.38% of India's trade value with Oman. First, let us look at the trade profile between India and Oman. The India-Oman CEPA covers a wide range of areas, including goods, services, and investment. In terms of goods, India secures 100% duty elimination on exports of key items such as textiles, engineering goods, pharmaceuticals, marine products, fruits and vegetables, and processed food. Oman's tariff elimination covers 98.08% of tariff lines, which accounts for 99.38% of India's export value. Most of these eliminations will be effective from 1 June 2026, with phased reductions over 5 to 10 years for sensitive categories. Building on this, the CEPA also covers services, where the intra-corporate transferee ceiling has been raised from 20% to 50% for Indian professionals working in Oman-based companies. This is a significant development, as it will facilitate the movement of Indian professionals to Oman. The agreement also formally recognizes Indian professionals in key sectors such as engineering, medicine, IT, education, and consulting. Furthermore, mutual recognition agreements, or MRAs, for professional qualifications are under negotiation, which will help to promote the exchange of professionals between the two countries. Crucially, the CEPA also includes provisions for investment, with bilateral investment protection provisions and a dispute resolution mechanism. This will help to encourage Omani sovereign wealth, particularly the Oman Investment Authority, to invest in India's infrastructure, renewables, and manufacturing sectors. And here is something that surprises many students: the Oman Investment Authority has assets under management of approximately $44 billion, making it a significant player in the region. Now, let us turn to the historical context. The India-Oman CEPA is part of a broader effort by India to strengthen its economic ties with the GCC region. The GCC, or Gulf Cooperation Council, is a regional organization that consists of 6 member states: Bahrain, Kuwait, Oman, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and the UAE. India has been negotiating a free trade agreement with the GCC as a bloc since 2004, but these negotiations have been stalled repeatedly. In response, India has adopted a hub-and-spoke approach, negotiating bilateral CEPAs with individual GCC member states, such as the UAE and Oman. It is worth pausing here to note that Oman is a strategically important country for India. Oman is a significant oil and LPG supplier, and it is not subject to OPEC production quotas. The country's location at the Strait of Hormuz, a critical choke point that connects the Persian Gulf to the Gulf of Oman, makes it a crucial player in regional trade and security. But why does this matter? The answer is that the Strait of Hormuz is a vital waterway, with approximately 20 to 21 million barrels of oil passing through it every day, which is about 20% of global oil consumption. So what exactly changed with the India-Oman CEPA? The answer is that the agreement marks a significant shift in India's FTA strategy, from bloc-level negotiations to bilateral CEPAs with GCC nations. This approach has been successful, with the UAE and Oman agreements serving as case studies. The CEPA also recognizes the strategic significance of Oman and the Strait of Hormuz, which goes beyond trade and has important implications for India's energy security and regional influence. Now, let us look at the UPSC relevance of this topic. The India-Oman CEPA is relevant to both GS Paper 2, which covers international relations, and GS Paper 3, which covers economy. In terms of international relations, the agreement highlights the importance of India's bilateral relations with Oman and the GCC region. It also demonstrates the use of FTAs as a diplomatic tool and the hub-and-spoke FTA strategy. In terms of economy, the CEPA covers India's trade policy, the impact of CEPAs on exports, and the significance of services trade under CEPAs. Note this carefully, the India-Oman CEPA is a comprehensive agreement that covers goods, services, and investment. This is a favorite prelims fact. The CEPA gives India duty-free access to 98.08% of Oman's tariff lines, which accounts for 99.38% of India's trade value with Oman. Remember this number, 99.38%, as it is a key indicator of the agreement's potential impact on India's trade with Oman. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The India-UAE CEPA was the first India-GCC CEPA, signed in February 2022, and it came into force in May 2022, with a bilateral trade target of $100 billion by 2030. The India-Oman CEPA was signed in December 2025 and will come into force on 1st June 2026, with 98.08% tariff line duty elimination. The GCC, or Gulf Cooperation Council, is a regional organization established in 1981, with members including Bahrain, Kuwait, Oman, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and the UAE. Oman's Sultan is Haitham bin Tariq Al Said, who ascended to the throne in January 2020, following the death of Sultan Qaboos bin Said, who ruled from 1970 to 2020. The Musandam Peninsula is an Omani exclave that overlooks the Strait of Hormuz, which is a strategically crucial location for oil transit monitoring. The Strait of Hormuz is a choke point that connects the Persian Gulf to the Gulf of Oman, with approximately 20 to 21 million barrels of oil passing through it every day, which is about 20% of global oil consumption. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The India-Oman CEPA is a significant development that highlights the importance of India's economic ties with the GCC region. It demonstrates the use of FTAs as a diplomatic tool and the hub-and-spoke FTA strategy, which is relevant to both GS Paper 2 and GS Paper 3. The agreement also recognizes the strategic significance of Oman and the Strait of Hormuz, which has important implications for India's energy security and regional influence. In conclusion, the India-Oman CEPA is a major milestone in India's efforts to strengthen its economic ties with the GCC region, and it has significant implications for the country's trade policy, energy security, and regional influence. The agreement demonstrates the use of FTAs as a diplomatic tool and the hub-and-spoke FTA strategy, which is relevant to both GS Paper 2 and GS Paper 3. As India continues to navigate the complex landscape of global trade and diplomacy, the India-Oman CEPA serves as a model for the country's future economic engagements with the GCC region and beyond.